There was nothing normal about the operations this past weekend, and the communications, informal though they are, that we've had with ICE really confirmed that. We run a shelter where we do receive, on average every day, from 20 to 40, sometimes up to 100 women and children coming out of these same detention centers. And so when they began to correspond with us that they needed our help this past weekend, they made very clear that they were asking for a favor and that this is going to be a very busy weekend. The process, perhaps, is normal because they must follow the law of not keeping women and children in these facilities for very long. But the way in which they've implemented that has been anything but normal. The amount of people that we had this past weekend is greater than what we receive in the average month.
And so how significant is Friday's court ruling, though? As I understand it, a state district judge ruled that the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services cannot license immigration detention centers as child care facilities. This is after that same state agency last year passed an emergency rule that effectively lowered child care licensure standards specifically to make exemptions for these facilities. Why did these facilities want or need child care licenses, and what changes at these facilities immediately as the result of this ruling, as far as you understand?
So for about 20 years, it's been well-established law, pursuant to a settlement that was struck between the government and plaintiffs, and this basically outlines the standards of care for children who are in the custody of the federal government. They must not be in a secured setting. They must be in a setting that's got a license as a child care facility like any school, nursery, or daycare has. When finally the federal court spoke, they stated that they could not keep them in these facilities for more than 20 days. So the detention centers said, if we become a licensed program, then we can continue to detain these children indefinitely. Finally, last week on Friday, a Texas judge agreed that the state of Texas cannot change the rules as they did solely to allow these private prisons to apply for child care licenses. So with the end of the possibility of becoming licensed child care facilities, the way that these private companies seem to have found now to spend less money and maximize their profits is to essentially pass off the care of these individuals to community groups and to churches like ourselves at Raisis. And so that's why we've seen this knee-jerk reaction of releasing so many people so quickly. What we're seeing is very cynical. It's expressed by the government as providing a safe place for families who arrive at our borders, but it's anything but. So I challenge this idea that the Department of Homeland Security is here to protect our communities. What I see is a department that's attacking our communities.
I'm sure as executive director of Raisis, you would like to see this practice of immigrant detention ended. Based on what you've seen happen here in the last week, what does the future look like for this controversial practice?
We've already seen that the Obama administration has demonstrated a commitment to for-profit family detention. And based on the rhetoric of the presidential campaign, there's no reason to believe that a Trump president would have any different of an opinion about such harsh immigration enforcement tactics. We've seen time and time again, judge after judge has told the federal government that under the law, they cannot keep children in for-profit family prisons. And I think that this ruling here puts the writing on the walls for the Obama administration that it cannot continue this policy of for-profit detention. So we hope that these releases will continue. We're delighted to see the faces of these women and children as they step out of that detention bus into freedom for the first time in months, maybe even years.
Jonathan Ryan is executive director of San Antonio's Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services. Jonathan, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.